Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi pitches for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in West Asia, assures smooth supplies of oil, gas and fertilizers. US President Donald Trump calls up Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia situation. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh reviews preparedness amid global and regional developments. Lok Sabha passes Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill to ensure respect and dignity. Supreme Court grants pensionary benefits to women short service commission officers denied permanent commission. And Israel and Iran continue to exchange missiles as war enters 25th day. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in the West Asia region. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha today over the ongoing conflict in West Asia, Mr. Modi said India has raised the issue of de-escalation and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.
युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ दो राउंड फोन पर बात की है। हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं। हम ईरान, इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं। हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है। हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है। कमर्शियल जहाजों पर हमला और हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट जैसे अंतर्राष्ट्रीय जलमार्ग में रुकावट अस्वीकार्य है।
Mr. Modi said, India is continuously making efforts through diplomacy to ensure the safe movement of Indian ships even in this war environment. He assured that government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. He said the government has consistently made efforts to reduce its dependency on other countries in every sector.
मैं आपके माध्यम से देश को ये आश्वासन देना चाहता हूं कि भारत के पास क्रूड ऑयल के पर्याप्त स्टोरेज के और निरंतर सप्लाई की व्यवस्थाएं है। हमारी सरकार की कोशिश है कि ईंधन के किसी एक ही स्रोत पर ज्यादा निर्भरता न रहे। सरकार घरेलू गैस सप्लाई में एलपीजी के अलावा पीएनजी पर भी बल दे रही है। साथ ही एलपीजी के घरेलू उत्पादन को भी बड़े पैमाने पर बढ़ाने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है। बीते वर्षों में सरकार का निरंतर प्रयास रहा है कि हर सेक्टर में दूसरे देशों पर निर्भरता कम से कम हो, हम आत्मनिर्भर हो, यही एकमात्र विकल्प है।
The Prime Minister said the fundamentals of India's economy are strong and the government is closely monitoring the rapidly changing situation.
अभी तक पश्चिम एशिया में जो नुकसान हुआ है उससे रिकवर होने में भी दुनिया को बहुत समय लगेगा। भारत पर इसका कम से कम दुष्प्रभाव हो इसके लिए निरंतर प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। हमारी इकोनॉमी के फंडामेंटल्स मजबूत हैं और सरकार पल पल बदलते हालात पर नजर रखे हुए है। सरकार इसके शॉर्ट टर्म, मीडियम टर्म और लॉन्ग टर्म ऐसे हर प्रभाव के लिए एक रणनीति के साथ काम कर रही है। भारत सरकार ने एक इंटर मिनिस्ट्रियल ग्रुप भी बनाया है। कल ही 7 नए एम्पावर्ड ग्रुप्स का भी गठन किया गया है। ये ग्रुप सप्लाई चेन, पेट्रोल डीजल, फर्टिलाइजर, गैस, महंगाई ऐसे विषयों पर त्वरित और दूरगामी रणनीति के तहत कार्रवाई करने का काम करेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi today held a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he received a call from President Trump and they had a useful exchange of views on the situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. Mr. Modi said that both leaders agreed to stay in touch regarding efforts towards peace and stability. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Iran's ambassador to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatali, this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that during their meeting they discussed the conflict in West Asia. The government has assured that there is a sufficient stock of petrol and diesel in the country, and domestic production of LPG has been stepped up, and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, was addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi today on recent developments in West Asia.
The supply of LPG is affected due to prevailing geopolitical situation, but a lot of cargoes have been lined up and no dry out has been reported at the LPG distributorships also. Although yesterday also we observed some panic booking, but the deliveries were normal. We have more than 1 lakh retail outlets and there is normal operation on all the retail outlets. Natural gas, Government of India has been promoting the expansion of PNG connections in the country, and in this regard lot of steps have been taken.
Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that two Indian-flagged LPG carriers, Pine Gas and Jagvasanth, have safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are heading towards the country.
All Indian ships and sailors in the Gulf region are safe. No maritime incidents have been reported in the last 24 hours. Late last evening, two Indian-flagged LPG carriers, Pine Gas and Jagvasanth, both loaded with LPG, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz and are headed towards India. Pine Gas is carrying 45,000 metric tons of LPG and is due to arrive at the new Mangalore port, likely in the morning of 27th March. The other LPG carrier vessel, Jagvasanth, is carrying approximately 47,600 metric tons of LPG and is headed towards Kandla with an estimated arrival date of 26th March. Thus, with the departure of these two ships, there are now 20 Indian flagged ships carrying 540 Indian sailors in the Persian Gulf.
External Affairs Ministry's Additional Secretary Gulf, Aseem Mahajan, said the government continues to closely monitor the evolving situation in the West Asia region.
Ministry of External Affairs continues to closely monitor the evolving situation in the Gulf and the West Asia region. Ensuring the safety, security and well-being of the large Indian community in the region is our utmost priority. Ministry's dedicated control room remains operational to assist and support Indian nationals and their families. Since February 28th, around 402,000 passengers have returned from the region to India. Airlines continue to operate limited non-scheduled flights between India and UAE based on operational and safety considerations.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a high-level review meeting in view of recent global and regional security developments. The review comes as the ongoing West Asia conflict enters its fourth week, significantly disrupting global trade routes, particularly through the Strait of Hormuz. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi attended the meeting. The West Asia conflict entered its 25th day today, with tensions remaining high as Israel and Iran continue to exchange missiles despite US President Donald Trump's claim of ongoing negotiations, which Tehran has dismissed as fake news. An Iranian missile struck Tel Aviv today, killing at least 4 people and injuring 6 people, besides damaging buildings and vehicles. On the other hand, the Israeli army said it has completed a wave of extensive strikes targeting production sites in Iran. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Across the wider region, the conflict is expanding both militarily and diplomatically. In Lebanon, tensions have escalated sharply, with Beirut declaring the newly appointed Iranian envoy persona non grata, accusing Tehran of drawing the country deeper into the conflict. Hezbollah continues to exchange heavy fire with Israeli forces along the southern border, vowing to resist any long-term Israeli presence. In the Gulf, countries are tightening both defense and diplomatic responses. Bahrain has called for urgent discussions at the United Nations, while Kuwait, UAE and Saudi Arabia report intercepting multiple incoming drones and missiles. Qatar has renewed call for an immediate ceasefire, warning that disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz pose a serious threat to global trade and energy supplies. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia and the UAE are signaling a shift towards more active military coordination, with Riyadh granting expanded access to US forces at King Fahd Air Base and warning that its patience is not unlimited, following direct threats to its territory. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Lok Sabha has passed the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to amend the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019. Under the Act, a transgender person may apply to the district magistrate for issuing a certificate of identity as a transgender person. The bill adds that the district magistrate will issue the certificate after examining the recommendation of a designated medical board. Replying to the debate on the bill, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said the government's goal is to build a strong, prosperous and developed India, a modern, compassionate and inclusive society in which everyone can live with respect and dignity. The Supreme Court today ruled that Women Short Service Commission SSC officers in the Army, Navy and Air Force who were denied permanent commission due to arbitrary evaluation processes will now be entitled to full pension benefits. A bench led by Chief Justice Suryakant along with Justices Ujjal Bhuyan and N. Koteshwar Singh held that these officers will be treated as having completed the required 20 years of service for pension eligibility even if they were released earlier. The Apex Court has ruled that only individuals belonging to Hindu, Sikh or Buddhist faiths are eligible to claim scheduled caste status. The court clarified that conversion to any other religion such as Christianity results in the immediate and complete loss of scheduled caste status. A Delhi court today sentenced Kashmiri separatist Asia Andrabi to life imprisonment following her conviction in an Unlawful Activities Prevention Act UAPA case. Additional Sessions Judge Chandrajit Singh announced the verdict on Andrabi after concluding the arguments on the quantum of sentence. The court also sentenced two associates of Andrabi, Sophie Fahmida and Nahida Nasreen, who were also convicted for 30 years in prison in the same case. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today announced five reforms as part of Indian Railways' resolve to undertake 52 reforms in 52 weeks this year in New Delhi. Briefing media in New Delhi, the minister announced reforms in cancellation of tickets and refund rules, change of train boarding, salt transportation, automobile transportation and quality of construction. Highlighting the reforms in cancellation of tickets and refund rules, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that only minimum flat cancellation charge per passenger will apply to tickets cancelled in more than 72 hours before the departure of the train. He added that 25% of the fare will be levied as a cancellation charge for tickets cancelled in less than 72 hours and up to 24 hours before the train departure. The scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections was held today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Karma Yogi Bharat CEO Chavi Bharadwaj today said that the Department of Personnel and Training, Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat will collectively organize a week-long Sadhana Saptah from the 2nd of next month in New Delhi. The CEO was talking exclusively to Akashwani News.
The Department of Personnel and Training, the Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat are jointly organizing a nationwide Sadhana Saptah from 2nd of April to 8th of April. This initiative will see participation from the central government, state governments and frontline workers delivering services in the field. During this week, over 1.5 crore government employees will take part in various capacity building programs across different thematic areas conducted through the iGOT platform as well as other mediums.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi pitches for dialogue and diplomacy to restore peace in West Asia, assures smooth supplies of oil, gas and fertilizers. US President Donald Trump calls up Prime Minister Modi to discuss West Asia situation. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh reviews preparedness amid global and regional developments. Lok Sabha passes Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill to ensure respect and dignity. Supreme Court grants pensionary benefits to Women Short Service Commission officers denied permanent commission. And Israel and Iran continue to exchange missiles as war enters 25th day. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.